5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
This is About Space, America's Return to Space, with news and information on our U.S. space program. Is your host of About Space, David Denault.
Welcome, and thanks for joining me today. Well, our program is not meant to scare the hell out of you, but listen to Elon Musk about the end of the world.
I think demographics is a real issue where people are not having kids in a lot of countries. And, you know, very often they'll say, oh, solve it with immigration. Immigration from where? If Europe has an average, or many parts of Europe have an average of a 50 or 60, you know, they're only at 50 or 60% of what's needed for replacement, or China for that matter, they're at half replacement rate. Where exactly are we going to find 600 million people to replace the ones that were never born?
Alarming, yes. And can we do something about it? Elon Musk says yes, but more next on About Space today. Are you ready to fly away on a dream vacation? For cruises and all-inclusive resort vacations, call D&D Cruise and Tours at 877-747-8631. That's 877-747-8631. And see us on Facebook, D&D Cruise and Tours, where your dreams become a reality. Welcome back. Elon Musk says, what if we have a population collapse? And is creating artificial intelligence the answer?
The population collapse, the thing about demographics and birth rates, you know what's going to happen in 20 years because you know the birth rate last year. Yeah. It takes like 20 years for a person to grow up.
Yeah.
So we know what the adult population is going to be 20 years from now because we know what kids were born last year. I think we have a serious issue with population collapse. Mm. That's far bigger than people realize. And you know, just the social networks and everything, the social support networks were not really set up for a high ratio of retirees to workers.
When did China ever experience a 50% reduction in its population? Never. Even the Black Plague, Black Plagues would go through, they might, I think that they might have demolished like a quarter, but never a half.
Yeah.
It's as though someone went through and killed half the population, or at least of the future population. There's something better happen to turn this around, because otherwise you have an inverted demographic pyramid. At this rate, the only thing that'll be left will be robots. Three generations of 50% birth rate, of 50% replacement rate, gets you to 12% of where you were. And those poor 12%, all they're going to be doing is taking care of their grandparents. I mean, eventually there just won't be people.
Musk says we must make these changes before a third world war.
Particularly if there's a third world war, then we want to make sure that there's enough of a seed of human civilization somewhere else to bring civilization back. That it's important to get a self-sustaining base, ideally on Mars, because Mars is far enough away from Earth that a war on Earth, the Mars base might survive. It's more likely to survive than a moon base. But I think a moon base and a Mars base that could perhaps help regenerate life back here on Earth would be really important, and to get that done before a possible World War III. AI is far more dangerous than nukes, far. So why do we have no regulatory oversight? So it's really all about laying the groundwork to make sure that if humanity collectively decides that creating digital superintelligence is the right move, then we should do so very, very carefully. Very, very carefully.
Say, what's the future you want? Then I think you want to have a future where we're a space-faring civilization, a multi-planet species, and we're out there exploring the stars. I think that'd be great. My motivation is more from the standpoint of it would be the best adventure and something really, really inspiring
And I think it would make life more fun. And I think that's personally the thing that motivates me the most.
So what do you think? Is Musk right? Do you think we should be moving to a multi-planet species? Well, be sure to have your family and friends listen each Tuesday with me on About Space Today and on Friday's America in Space with Dawn Meyer from Florida Space Coast. And follow us on Facebook for space news updates at aboutspace.today. And our Tuesday shout-out goes to Turkey, with its many listeners who enjoy our weekly programs, and to all our friends and listeners around the globe and here in the U.S., thank you for listening. I'm David Denault, and this has been About Space Today.